Paulina Lukudu-Obede, the Central Equatorial State Minister for Information and Communication, says Governor Emmanuel Adil issued the order after state authorities noticed several unauthorized checkpoints were erected along the Juba-Yei Road, the Juba-Kajukeji Road, and the Juba-Terekeka Road. He says the government documented more than 7 illegal checkpoints along Juba-Yei Road.
There is very many illegal checkpoints on the roads. Each and every day you cannot figure out how many they are in number, because some will be working for only 2 days, 3 days, and they will reduce the number of the checkpoints on that road. At the same time, they also increase. So it depends on the situations.
Obede says when there are several roadblocks, traders will often hike the prices of goods to cover the money they lost on the road, which explains why different counties have different prices of commodities. He says the roadblocks hurt society, given most of the population live on less than $10 a day.
Difficult for a common person to live, or difficult for a common person to get what actually they want in terms of the basic needs, because of the prices and its impact. Because the trader is always working on the profit manner. So whenever there is too many roadblocks, they count it to make it as a profit for their goods and services. So it is the citizen or the common person on the ground who will be paying the price of this.
Colonel Santo Domich, deputy spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Force, says most illegal checkpoints were removed years ago when President Salva Kiir ordered their removal. He says the president has now empowered governors to remove any illegal checkpoints within the states. Domich says most of the illegal checkpoints are set up by the rebel group National Salvation Front and some discontented groups within SPLA-IO, as well as some civilians who use the barricades to loot travelers. He says the military will work with the state officials to remove all illegal checkpoints.
There are those rebel groups that are still outside, and of course we are wearing the same uniform. Sometimes they put a barricade, and of course some people who are not aware of what is happening in the country level it against the SSPDF, which is not the same thing. But however, it is a liability and it is a responsibility of the government of South Sudan, and also as well as the SSPDF as the legitimate force of this government. We'll try to redouble our coordination and our checking, so that to check at different capacities whether such barricades exist. If they exist, of course, we'll have to remove them.
Samuel Suba, spokesperson for National Salvation Front, denies NAS erected any roadblocks in the state.
All these checkpoints are mounted by the SSPDF in the specific locations, and they're using this checkpoint for security purposes, to detect the movement of the civilians, to stop money from the civilians. This is what they've been doing. Not only necessarily in Equatoria, but you go to that side of Brazil. People are talking of hundreds of checkpoints from Juba to northern Brazil. Traders have been complaining along this.
Lampo Gabriel, deputy military spokesperson for SPLA-IO, also denies SPLA-IO mounted any checkpoints in Central Equatoria State. He says SPLA-IO has checkpoints only in their areas of control, which is allowed by the peace agreement.
Like Akobo, yes, there's possibility you'll get checkpoints that when you're entering only, but inside it, you will not even have any checkpoints. Then when you go to the site of Panyume, in Central Equatoria, that is our control area, yes, you will definitely get checkpoints. But those checkpoints are only meant for security reasons. You will have to be checked to know the reason why you are going, because you are not crossing from the territory, from the government territory, you are going to the opposition territory.
Gabriel says the checkpoints are there to ensure that no soldier crosses in or out with firearms or other illegal items to and from their territory. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.